This is an ABC podcast.
Hi, Truth Squad. Well, didn't our investigation into what's happening in McRoy get hectic? Let me give you a little recap.
Where are you?
Pollock's house.
T, get out of there.
I can't. I'm in his study, and he's here. He's downstairs.
Duval has been taken care of. Everything is under control. I'll wait for further instructions.
Pollock's behind Mr. Duval's disappearance, but he's just a minion. And there's someone else in charge.
McRoy uncovered.
Hi, T.
Hey.
Where have you been? I thought we were going to go study together.
I went past Pollock's office to spy on him, but he's already gone.
Yeah, just saw him drive off.
Ugh, at this rate, we'll never find out who he's working for.
Hey, Bippin! Those scooters are rubbish, you know.
You're the one who told us how cool they are just a few weeks ago.
Oh, don't listen to me. Try thinking for yourself. It's incredible.
Ugh. Zach, come on. It's awesome that you can disobey your programming now, but don't act too weird. People get suspicious.
Are you sure you're not still recording our combos?
Yeah, I told you, I can override that. Besides, I haven't even been plugging in for my nightly update.
Good, then you can help us find Pollock's boss. How about we try bugging his calls? It's that unknown number again. Hello?
Tangway.
Who is this?
I have
Are you working for Pollock? Well, are you? Wait! They hung up.
Maybe you spooked them.
So, what do we do now?
Let's find them. Let's find the caller. We've spent all this time trying to spy on Pollock, but this person might have some of the answers.
Mitch, you're a genius. If we track down the caller, we unlock the truth. We have to catch her before she heads home.
Who?
We need an IT genius who can trace the anonymous calls to my phone.
No! I can't ask Alex for a favour.
I get it. It sucks that she won the Jaffel Scholarship, but get over it.
She didn't win it. I gave it up by ditching my interview to help you.
Same, same.
Hey, Zach. Cool sneakers.
Aren't they the best? They're available from... Actually, you know what? These shoes are way overpriced.
Okay.
Oh, if you like them, take them. Here you go.
Wow, thanks.
Again, it's great that you're thinking for yourself, Zach, but now you've got no shoes.
Oh, you worry too much, Mitchell.
But having free will doesn't mean you can do anything you want.
Sure it does. Last night, I ate 4 litres of ice cream for dinner.
Is that safe? Does your digestive system even work?
Oh, I guess we'll find out.
Hi, Alex. We need your help again.
Really?
I've been getting these anonymous calls, and I need you to find out who they're from.
And I would do this because...
Because you owe me. I found Madeline first.
And then you had a meltdown in the interview. How's that my fault?
Can you two quit bickering for a sec? This is important.
T, Zach, can you come over here for a sec? Maybe we should just tell Alex everything.
Have you lost your mind? We can't trust anyone.
I don't really care if we tell people.
I do. For all we know, she's a part of it.
Part of what?
Oh, forget it. Let's go.
Wait. Why have these calls got to you? Are you being harassed or bullied?
That's not...
If we were, would you help us?
Of course. Look, Tang, you have a reputation for being a weirdo, and to be honest, you can be kind of a pain. But no one deserves to be bullied.
Yeah, I agree.
You should definitely talk to an adult about this. But in the meantime, give me your phone.
T... I don't think...
Shh, Mitch. Alex wants to help us.
Here you go. I've got this cool bootleg software. It's still in beta, but it can access a bunch of metadata. Okay, it's loading. Why do you make so many calls to UFO hotlines?
You're meant to look at incoming calls?
Whatever. Okay, yes. Here's the number. Looks like a landline. I'll do a quick search. Got it. It's a public payphone.
Those still exist?
This one's at Barker's Cove Caravan Park.
Why is someone calling me from a caravan park?
There's a bus from Main Street. It leaves soon. Spontaneous road trip. That's what I call free will.
You guys really are weirdos.
See you, Alex.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Buses are so cool. They're officially my favorite mode of transport. But I'd wish they'd turn off that song.
What song?
You know it. It's everywhere lately. And it's so cheesy, like, we can stand together, baby. We can run together, baby. That one. Can't you hear it?
There's no music playing, Zach.
Really?
Wait, this is our stop. All right, let me get this on camera.
Looks like any ordinary caravan park.
Wave for the truth squad, Zach. Are you excited about unmasking my mysterious informant?
Was that you, Zach? I'm not sure.
Anyone see a payphone?
Let's check at reception. See anything?
Yes, there's a payphone inside. We're in the right place. Hi, sir. We need your help.
Hang on, Sharon. There's some kids here. We don't give change for the arcades.
We don't want coins. We wanted to ask about your payphone. Is there someone who comes in and makes weird calls? The caller sounds like a robot with a bad cold.
Sound familiar?
Huh? I don't know. They're saying something about the payphone.
Oh, this is getting us nowhere.
Mitch? What does it mean when your stomach's churning and you feel all gross and sweaty? Oh, sir, we need the key to your toilet block. Urgently.
Guests only.
Do you want him to bath all over the floor?
Ugh, yeah.
Wow. That is a lot of spew.
I'd guess about 4 liters worth. You okay, buddy?
Yeah. If I do have a digestive system, I don't think it can handle that much ice cream in one go.
Not sure anyone's can.
Bodies are disgusting.
Do you reckon you'll be okay getting home? It's a long bus ride.
Wait, look. We can see reception from here.
We're not doing a stakeout in the toilets. It's gross. You shouldn't even be in the men's room anyway.
Gender's a construct, Mitch. And this place is perfect. We can see anyone who goes to use the phone.
How long are we supposed to wait? And now it's pouring. Perfect.
Even more reason to stay for a bit.
Stinky toilet block it is. You're singing that song again.
It's been stuck in my head so long, I didn't even notice.
T, we've been here over an hour. Let's just call it a day.
No.
We found some great leads that we can follow up on later.
No, Mitchell. I'm onto something huge. This story could uncover what happened to Principal Duval. It could uncover everything.
Someone's coming. Sounds like they went the other way, towards the car park.
Let's have a look anyway.
There he is.
Tang, is that...
Dad?
What's he doing here?
I have no idea.
Aren't you going to stop him?
We could at least ask for a lift back.
It doesn't make any sense. Is my dad the one making the calls?
Let's ask him. Hey, Mr. Wei, wait up.
Dad, stop! Unknown number. Hello?
Tang Wei?
It's the mystery caller.
So it can't be your dad.
Run to reception.
Keep them on the line.
Yeah, you said you had information?
You're on the right track. But there's still much more to uncover.
Like what? Principal Duval? Miss Duval!
What?
Look outside!
Damn!
Miss Duval, you're okay! I knew you weren't just on long service leave.
You kids shouldn't have come here.
But you sent me the clues.
I wanted you to uncover what's happening at the school, not expose me. Why do you think I used a voice changer?
So I guess you won't let me film you for my show?
Definitely not. I'm in danger just talking to you. Who's your friend?
I'm Zach.
Wait, you don't recognise him?
We thought you'd know all about him.
I've never seen him in my life. Where are your shoes?
Long story. I'm still getting the hang of self-control.
Did anyone else follow you?
No, I'm always vigilant.
Well, I'm sorry you wasted your time, but you need to go home now.
Is my dad involved in this?
Is that how you found me? By following him?
No, but you didn't answer my question. Is Dad a part of this?
No.
Okay, so who is?
I can't tell you anymore.
Miss, if you tell us, Tang promises not to use your name in her show. Don't you, T?
Sure. If you give me the whole story now. Otherwise, maybe I will use your name. And where you are.
You can't.
Then start talking. What are you involved in?
We can't be seen out here. Oh, come to my caravan. I'll tell you what I know.
So?
Just, there were promises.
Of?
Funding. New facilities. I thought I'd finally be able to do all the things I wanted for the school. But then I learned it was just a money-making scheme, a way of exploiting the students. I threatened to go public about it. But then, the next day, I came home to find my house had been ransacked.
Whoa.
It was a message, a warning of worse things to come. So I left.
Tang, we've got ourselves into something really serious.
Yeah, but how were they going to make money from us?
They said an asset would be placed at the school. It would mine data and direct market to the students. I don't know what the asset is, though.
Oh, you're looking at it.
I beg your pardon?
I'm synthetic, an android. I don't know the right word, but I'm more than that now, I think.
I had no idea they'd invented something so extraordinary.
So you drag us into your mess, but only give us half the story.
Oh, hang on. There is one more thing I just found out. They bought an unused AM radio frequency.
Okay.
I've tried tuning in. It's mostly static. But recently, they've been playing a song over and over.
Let's hear it.
Zach, oh my God,
it's your song.
That's been stuck in my head since last week.
Ever since you started trying to control yourself.
Yeah, turn it off.
Do you hear anything weird, Zach? Like a coded message in the song?
No, but it gives me this intense urge to go to the house and plug in. I'm trying to resist it, but it's hard.
Maybe the message is hidden in the radio waves. You must be built to receive certain frequencies. That's why recording music messes you up so badly.
So when all your high-tech systems fail, your masters can use the old-school radio to call you home.
We need to get back to town. Come on.
Good luck. And be careful. For all our sakes.
So, who do we go to first? Your dad? The cops?
We're going to the radio tower.
What? Why?
We need to suss it out. It's the only place in McRoy that could be broadcasting that song.
Then let's tell the police that. We don't know what these people are capable of.
I'm going with or without you. Doesn't seem like anyone's in here.
Look, a control panel.
Seems brand new.
There's a bunch of wires and plugs under here.
Yank them out. Shut it down.
Let's trash the joint.
Yes.
Stand back. I'm gonna use this chair. It stopped. The song's gone. Finally. Guys, someone's outside.
Get under here. Hide.
I don't know what's gone wrong.
It's Pollock. He's with someone.
I'm broadcasting the song, like you said, but the asset isn't responding. What happened here?
Someone's been here, that's what's happened.
What do you want me to do?
I need you to find out who did this.
Who is that?
Shh.
But I know that voice.
I'll look into it.
All right, we're done here. I have a call with my investors, and they cannot know that I've lost track of Jackal's biggest asset.
It's Madeline. Zach was created by Madeline Talinsky.
You've been listening to McRoy Uncovered, an 8-part adventure series made by the ABC. We've got heaps more podcasts you might like to listen to. If you're into real-life stories, check out Fierce Girls. It's all about amazing Australians like conservationist Bindi Irwin and sailor Jessica Watson. Hear Fierce Girls for free on the ABC Listen app or podcast apps like Apple and Google.